Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is our second to last share in all of Orech Chaim. We're going to finish off Simen Tov Reish Sadi Vav in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to have a half a share today because I want to leave tomorrow to do the final Simen all in one share. And that will be really Kov Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, which is very, very short. But we'll break it up into two shiurim today. And we're going to begin. We'll repeat what we learned at the end of yesterday's share, Sif Ches. So we'll start today's share, Kov Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, with Sif Ches at the very last lines. And the Mechaber taught us, Mutar Lisa Isha B'Purim, you're allowed to go marry a woman on Purim. It's not a problem of Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Chav Ches, which we read yesterday. We'll read it again quickly today. The Lo Domi L'Chag, it's different than Chol HaMoed, when you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. The Siv Samachta B'Chagech V'Lo B'Shtecha, you have to get a special honor and covet and Simcha for Chol HaMoed, and not mix that with the Simcha of your new wife. Ma'ashen Kim B'Purim, this doesn't apply in Purim. Ideally, Mogen Avraham says, go make the chuppah on your gimel, then you don't have a problem at all. Ma'arvin simcha v'simcha, and the suda can be at night time. And he brings down as well, v'ayin the shari tshuva, shekosev shebe medinos elu. He says, in our countries nowadays, poshat haminog, the common custom is, leheter kedasa shulchan aruch, that you can have the actual chuppah on your dalet itself. And here we turn to new stuff. Turn to Kuf Samach Gimel Amid Beis and continuing the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from the Chemed Moshe, Chemed Moshe Kosav, Shenochon Yosel Lasu Sechub, but Besof Yom Yedalad, better to have it at the end of Purim in the afternoon, Usudas Purim Yasim Yikodim, and make the Sudas Purim beforehand. This way they're totally separate and it's not at all an issue. Now we continue with the Ramah. Hagoi says, Bein B'Yedalad, Bein B'Tezvav, this is true that we're able to make a Nisuin on whether it's Yedalad or whether it's Tezvav. The Kol Shekein, and certainly the Ramah says, Shemut Alasso is Pidgin Aben. One can certainly do a Pidgin Aben. If it comes out on Purim, you don't have to push it aside. It brings it down from Tosos in the first Perek in Moed Katan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chavtes. This would include not only a Pidgin Aben, but also a Bris Mila. The Bazeh ain't Simcha Kokach. These aren't such tremendous Simchas that we've been talking about. Be Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Yeh Shayach Bul Omar ain't Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So this doesn't get off the ground. When you're getting married, that's a Simcha that you have to be concerned. Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But as great as a Pidgin Aben or Bris Mila are, they're not considered the concern of Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Yitz Hashem, since we'll be a relatively short shiur today, we'll be able to do all the Dirshu footnotes inside. So let's look at Dirshu footnote number 50. And he says, the similar idea would apply to a Sudas Bar Mitzvah or a Sudas Shiduchen. So Das, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shemut Alasos and Yachad Im Sudas Purim. You can make them together with the Sudas Purim. Ukishosim Sudas Sheva Brachos B'Purim. If Sheva Brachos come out on Purim, so the Kafa Chaim brings down, Shein Tzrichim Panim Chadoshos. You don't need Panim Chadoshos, just like on Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadoshos. So too, on Purim, you don't need Panim Chadoshos. So Sheva Brachos, this is true, whether it's the nighttime, Bimalel Purim, Bimayomo, whether you're having the Sheva Brachos at the night, on Purim night, or Purim day. However, he says, Ochein, Bipurim HaMishulash, when you have the Purim that came out like last year, where Tezvav is on a Shabbos, so there are some dinim for the walled cities that are Noeg on Friday, some on Shabbos, and some on Sunday, the famous Purim Mishulash, in that situation, where you're making the Suda, Ba'arim HaMukafos, in the walled cities, Mukafos Choma B'Yom Rishon on Sunday, which is Tezayin Adar, so then he brings down, in the Sefer Purim Mishulash, Shein Levarach Sheva Brachos, L'lo Panim Chadoshos. Then, you would need to have Panim Chadoshos. Dishavu number 51 brings down for a Suda of a Pidgin Aben or Bris Mila that comes out on a Yontif, so Shulchan Aruch taught us in Simon Tovkov Memvav, Shemut Alasos, and you can also do that on Yontif. It's not a problem of Marvin Simcha Simcha, and the Mishnah Berurah explained, Shahetu Ben Mizmano Ben Shalom Mizmano. This is true whether the Bris Mila was on the 8th day or not on the 8th day, whether the Pidgin Aben was on the 30th day or not. Kivin She'embem Simcha, it's not such a great Simcha like Sudas Nisuin or Erisin, so it's not a problem of Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Then we continue with the Ramah, and he says, "Mashenogu lo bosh partzufim bePurim." People wear masks on Purim. The gever lo veish simlas isha, and men sometimes dress up with women's clothing. The isha kli gever, a woman dresses up in a man's clothing, which normally would be an iser, ain isa badover. The Ramah says that's not a problem on Purim. You're not doing this for ulterior motives to dress up like the women so you could go hang out with the women or dress up like a man so you can hang out with the men and chas v'shalom do immoralities or just have inappropriate actions. So he says the whole purpose of here is simchas purim. And if it's just purely l'simcha b'yama, the din of a man shouldn't wear a woman's clothing, a woman shouldn't wear a man's clothing doesn't apply. The chaim b'levishas kilayim d'rabbanan. He says this is even true. Wearing kilayim that's only an issa kilayim d'rabbanan would be permitted on Purim. As we'll see, not everybody agrees with this, as the Ramah himself says, V'yeshom the Osir. There are those that disagree and say you shouldn't do any of these things. However, the Ramah says, Haminog is Svara Karishona. The Minog is like the first Svara to be Mekel, to allow men to wear women's clothing, women to wear men's clothing, and to wear Kilayim Dirabonon. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed says, I am Biyoridea Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Shekosov Shamataz, Vishema Bach, the Taz writes the name of his father, Lula Bach, Sheish Lavatil Minogzeh. This is not a good idea. And Hein Bipurim, O Besimchas Nisuim. This is true on Purim when they would do these lightheaded things, or at a wedding, they would also have the batchen, they would all the people do all sorts of things. So they would dress up men like women, women like men. It says inappropriate to do this. The king kosav beragolusham. The beragolus says the same thing over there. Now, Dirshu foot number 52 discusses this as well. And he brings down lahalbish tinok simlas isha, to put on a baby boy a garment of a girl, or lahalbish latinokis big day isha, to put on a little girl the garments of a boy. So Chaim Kanievsky shlita brings down in the name of the Chazonish that that's also awesome. However, he brings down from his father the stipler gon, ad gil chinuch efshalach was that. If they're very young, until the age of chinuch, which will be dependent on each child, could be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever the age of the child, different posts can have different numbers that are put down, but it depends on the child. A smarter child at a younger age, a child that's not as fast, will be a little bit older age. So if they haven't yet reached the age of chinuch, so he brings down, you can do this, and this is also the opinion of a yashiv, shebektanim, with very young children, yeshalach was there, you would be allowed to be mekum. He says as well, look over here at the Ber Hetev Oshud Gimel, where if you look in the Ber Hetev Oshud Gimel, he brings down, that's actually the next din, which we'll get to in a moment, that you're allowed to go and take things, you can grab somebody's snack on Purim, and you even make a brach on it. We'll get to that in a moment. He brings that name in the Arzurah. And here's the part that we just want to point out from the Shalah, because of Shalah. Lav Mishnech Sasidimi, to go and do this, wearing the men's garments, women's garments by the opposite gender is not right. Vishomer Nafsho, and somebody who's careful with his life, Yachit Mimabushim de Kilayim, Velachto Mechavero, shouldn't go and wear these Kilayim de Rabbanon, and shouldn't go grab things from his friend, even though technically it may be Heter. And he says, look in the Taz and the Bach, the Taz quotes his father in law, the Bach in Yoredeya, Lahachmir Bazer Baorech, that one should be very careful not to do these things, even though they may be ahead of them. And this is all the opinion of the Knesset HaGdola, Hori Le'esor HaPartzufim B'Purim. He doesn't even allow you to wear masks on Purim. And he brings down as well from the Truva's Dvar Shmuel, and he says, Hayare is Dvar Hashem, somebody who is truly in fear of God. Yachik is Bonav Ubnei Beso. He should separate his children, his sons and his daughters, his whole household, Mikol Hai Isura Upritzusa, from doing all of these things that have a potential Isser involved in them, such as a man wearing woman's clothing, women wearing man's clothing, and their Pritzuk, they're going to lead to immorality, is inappropriate behavior. And he brings down as well from the Dvar Shmuel, Tochachas Begula, Alalom Dem Sefer Maseches Purim. He says, you shouldn't learn these people make funny mesechtas up. They make up mesechta Purim, and they have all sorts of plays on normal dinim in Chazal, and the way we normally darsh things out, and they make up meseches Purim, and they make up these fanciful, very funny sometimes, but somewhat leitzanus, called mesechtas Purim, and he says he's very much against that as well. We continue in the Yerushalayim number 52, and he says, "Ubesev dinim anagos mimar na chazonish, from the customs and habits from the chazonish, kasav sheechad mimakoru rov nichnas b'purim in bito kibas 4 to 5 years old kishi lehusha mevchanasayim, that a relative of his once came to the chazonish on Purim with his little girl who was 4 to 5 years old dressed in pants." Chazonish hikpid al kach, and he said, "What type of chinuch is it? For chizah chinuch? What type of things are you trying to teach her?" Now, again, the age of the chinuch, that depends. Rav Moshe Feinstein and others, the Dayan Weiss, they all have discussions about this. As I said, it depends on the child. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'im kol ha-malbushim shel ish rak malbush echa shel isha." If a man's wearing mostly male clothing, but he's wearing one thing, he's wearing a woman's slip, he's wearing something on top of his garment, he's wearing a skirt over his garments, v'ni karmim, and it's clear that he's a man, and he's just wearing this as part of Purim, so then efshor she'en limchos bam. He brings after the Premier Garden, maybe you don't have to be so upset at this, and you don't have to tell him not to do this. And he says, "I am the Knesset HaGdola and the Shalom," which we just read inside the Ber Hetev, Shizhiru Lahakim, they were very much against this. The issue of footnote number 50 brings down the Lubosh Tachposhes, a costume, Shal Mabushi Nochrim, to wear Gaisha clothing, to wear a costume of a priest, or to wear a costume of a soldier in the Gaisha army, Kigon Tachposhes Al Achverish, or to dress up like Achverish or Haman, or things like that. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shafa Pishimikur Din Mutta. Technically, there's no Isser over here. Nevertheless, he says, Ain Roy Lasuskain, it's not proper to do this. And he says, to wear a costume of a vazara, to wear, for example, a priest's costume or other type of a costume of avodah zara. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down shekivin shezesh shayich le'avodah zara. It's related to avodah zara. It's an iser over here of shem elokim achirim lo yishom al picha. You're causing them to mention this avodah zara, and therefore you shouldn't do this. He says, what about a clown's costume, a tachbosh soleitzon? Shanochem mishtamshim is there, yimei haholu shalem, that the goyim wear these types of costumes? So the stipe lagon brings down she'em b'zeh issa mishum chukos agoyim. Technically, it's not an issa chukos agoyim, because the nochrim learned it from us, actually, and therefore, if you wish to wear a costume of a clown, you could. Then he says, le'inyin ha'imutu l'mish lovush b'tachboshes l'spalo. Are you allowed to daven when you're wearing this costume? So he says a Lithuanian person dresses up as a chassid or vice versa. So Rav Oz, Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi brings down, Shemutu imhu mechusar kealocha. You are allowed to do this as long as you are covered up properly. So the fact that you're wearing a shtreimel or a bekesha, that's not a problem. And also shum schok. And you're not doing this al schok. You're not doing this other than to have a good time on Purim. You're not doing this in a negative way. So then you're allowed to go and wear this. The issue number 54 brings down, how come the pre-Megadim lets you go and dress up with, let's say, you're wearing all male clothing, but you're wearing a skirt on top of your pants and your shirt and suit? So, kiven sheish deos v'poskim, shebofen zeh ein iser lo yubash min haTorah. Because there are poskim that say that technically is not over the iser of a man not wearing a woman's clothing. And why is this so? So Rav Oz addresses this. If you go look in the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal says that the machlokus is, what's the purpose behind lo silbash ish gever isha? Why can't the man wear a woman's clothing? Because he's going to end up hanging out with the women and mix with them and do all sorts of pre-tzedikah things with them. So he says, if it's clear that you can't do that because it's only one garment, so there's an opinion that says then there's no isser. And there's another opinion that says there's still an isser. So therefore, one could be makel, the Prima Gadim says, in this situation on Purim. And he says, this is what we mentioned before from Ber Hetiv. If people grab something, so your friend has a cookie there, and you grab his cookie from him, which you're normally not allowed to do, and they're doing it as a joke, so this technically doesn't fall under the rubric of lo sigzol. Nevertheless, people have the custom to do this. However, you still certainly shouldn't do things that are totally inappropriate. Whatever the council of the elders of the city say is appropriate and not appropriate, that's what's considered appropriate. And he brings down from the Truvas Mari Mitz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph tells us, Ulefizeh, based upon this, Mutar Levarech HaMashach Chotem, as we brought down from the Ber Hetiv, so you're allowed to go make a bracha. So you grab somebody's cookie, you make a mazonos, and you eat his cookie. However, again, Miu Kosa B'Shalah, the Shalah says, Lav Mishnas Chasidim Hu. This is what we read in the Ber Hetiv. This isn't the right way for a person to act. If you want to be a chassid, if you want to be a righteous individual, you don't do this. V'shomer Nafsho Yirchak. And a person who's careful with his life, is careful with his Yiddishkeit, will separate himself. Mimabushim Dechlaim. He wouldn't wear Kilaim Derabbanon. V'lachtom Lechaveru. He wouldn't grab things from his friend. And he brings down the name of the El Yerabba. The issue footnote number 55 brings down, V'kiva Shekola Hetish L'Ramah. Belavishas is simlas isha. Well, hefech, the only heter that the Ramah said was likewise belavishas kilayim the rabbanon lachtu zemizeh, to grab things from one another. It's only mishum shosim kein derech simcha. It's only because they're doing it as part of the fun of Purim. So the Aruch HaShulchan adds and he says shebizmanenu nowadays shearva kol simcha ve'ein banu madrega zu, that we don't do this. This is not the normal way that we act. So therefore, today the Aruch HaShulchan says ein noagim b'chozeh. We don't do any of these things. And in addition, umisha hezek chayev l'shalim. And if you cause damage to somebody, then in fact you would be obligated to pay for those damages. Even though in the times of the Gemara, if you caused damage on Purim, it was like everybody was maskim that would be acceptable as long as it wasn't an excessive amount of damage. And in the times of the Gemara, you wouldn't have to pay. But nowadays, Zerach HaShulchan says you would indeed have to go and pay. Now, this is where we're going to stop for today. I want to remind people of what our plans are, Emirtz Hashem, for a big siyum. We're going to have Emirtz Hashem, a big siyum on Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Those that live in the neighborhood are certainly welcome to join us. Rabbi Howard Shlita, the head of the OU, and again, all of the shiurim on OU Torah, will be joining us as a scholar in residence that Shabbos. And Emir Tzah Hashem, we have a full Shabbos weekend planned. He'll be giving a Dvar Torah in shul on Friday night. We'll have a special dinner with friends for those that wish to come to the dinner, but then he'll give a shir Friday night. And then on Shabbos, we'll give the drosha in the main shul of the Young Israel, and there'll be a shalosh shudis and a drosha Shabbos afternoon. And then Matzah Shabbos, for those people that aren't in the neighborhood, we're going to live stream a Malava Malka Siyum for those that are in the neighborhood or can come. We invite them to come to the Malava Malka Matzah Shabbos. That's February 12th, Matzah Shabbos Parashat Tzaveh, where we'll make a big Siyum, we'll have a Malava Malka, and we'll also have a drosha from Rabbi Howa, and it will be relatively short, so don't worry. And we invite everybody in the neighborhood to please come and join us, certainly for the Malava Malka when you can drive. And if you're able to come and join us for Shabbos, please do so. So with this, we'll conclude today's shir. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll start Siman Tov Reish Sadi Zayin, which will be the very last Siman in all of Shulchan Aruch. Thank you so much for listening to these shiurim. You machazik me to give them shiurim. I look forward to Mirtz Hashem having new people come and join us for the next cycle. With this, we conclude today's penultimate shiur of Aruch Chaim Mishneh Berurah.